Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The new budget forecast shows a larger surplus for the next 2 years, but a $3 billion deficit for the end of the decade. DFL House Leader Zach Stevenson says federal cuts and tax benefits for the rich will make it tougher to balance the books.
What we're seeing happening at the federal level is a gutting of services, of people's health care, food benefits, and other things. So as we look to figure out how to deal with our budget deficit going forward, we should look at those people who are benefiting so immensely.
Republican House Floor Leader Harry Nisca says don't blame President Trump for the deficit. This is all on the Democrats.
Spending an $18 billion surplus, raising taxes, new mandates, billions of dollars in fraud, to try to blame that all on Trump requires staggering mental gymnastics. And I certainly hope that the people of Minnesota are tired of it.
Both sides agree tackling the fraud problem will go a long way in eliminating the deficit. Brian Campbell, owner of the 150-year-old Lutzen Lodge, faces 3 counts of first-degree arson and 1 count of insurance fraud for the February 2024 fire that destroyed the resort. Minnesota BCA Superintendent Drew Evans says fire investigation is a complex science and putting together the case's timeline is what took so long.
As you're working with it, location that was completely obliterated from the fire to really understand what happened. And it leads us to that conclusion through the totality of everything they learned that he's the individual responsible.
Campbell now awaits extradition from Michigan to Minnesota as the court process finally begins. Minnesota farmers are exploring crop rotation changes to tap into the growing market for sustainable aviation fuel. According to Minnesota Farm Bureau President Carolyn Olson, some producers are considering planting winter camelina, a cool season oilseed crop, as a potential feedstock for SAF.
The people that are toying with growing camelina are those that are looking for something different to raise, like instead of a soybean or in addition to something else on, you know, like in addition to or in place of an alfalfa.
Olson notes that Minnesota is well positioned to become a global hub for sustainable aviation fuel. In other headlines, Fargo police say the man arrested this week in connection with an August murder is no longer facing that charge, but he remains in custody. 20-year-old Tyreek Jones was arrested Wednesday in the Twin Cities for the shooting death of 19-year-old Azeem Holmes. Investigators say interviews and video evidence led prosecutors to dismiss the murder charge, and the case is now shifting to other suspects. Jones is still being held in Hennepin County on unrelated charges. With colder temps in the forecast, ice continues to form on area lakes and rivers. The DNR's Lisa Dugan says before heading out,
make sure there's at least 4 inches of new clear ice for walking on, and with snow, you want to at least add a couple inches.
Dugan says there should be at least 5 to 7 inches of ice for an ATV or snowmobile, and for vehicles, 12 inches or more. And federal prosecutors have charged a 28-year-old man in connection with a series of violent crimes spanning 8 years. U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen says Abdi Mahat Mohammed faces 2 federal kidnapping charges after investigators linked him to multiple assaults, including the abduction of a minor in 2017 and an adult woman earlier this year. More news headlines available at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.